The concept of the investigative judgment dawns. Before we relate other events in the early part of 1857, we should pause to observe the dawning consciousness of another important truth, the investigative judgment. Among the letters published in the January 1, 1857, issue of the Review was one of more than average length from Elon Everts, of Round Grove, Illinois, bearing the date of December 17, 1856. If correctly dated, this letter was written while he and Josiah Hart were taking the whites by sleigh from Round Grove, Illinois, to Waukon, Iowa, and they were blocked by snowdrifts for several days at Greenvale, Illinois. The whites had spent some time in Round Grove. There the Laodicean message had been discussed and was well received. As they traveled together, it was inevitable that there should be considerable discussion of a point of interest on which Everts dwelt in his letter written for publication in the Review. It started out, "Dear brethren, I am passing through a solemn train of thought. The question with me is, where are we? I answer, more than 12 years past the proclamation, the hour of his judgment is come. We have been the same length of time in the cleansing of the sanctuary. I inquire, what was the cleansing of the sanctuary under the first covenant? It was the day of judgment. What did it typify? The work in the antitypical sanctuary, which has been going on since AD 1844. The Review and Herald, January 1, 1850. Building on this, Everts entered into a well-reasoned conclusion that it appears that the righteous dead have been under investigative judgment since 1844. Ibid. He declared, "My dear brethren, from the scriptures referred to, I solemnly believe that the judgment has been going on in the heavenly sanctuary since 1844, and that upon the righteous dead." Ibid. Getting back to Battle Creek in early January, 1857, James White picked up the matter and set it forth in an editorial of 4.5 columns, which he titled The Judgment. With abundance of scripture evidence, he dealt broadly with the subject and wrote, "It appears that the saints are judged while some are living, and others are dead. The fact that all who have part in that, first, resurrection are blessed and holy shows that decision is passed on all the saints before the second coming of Christ." Tying the judgment in with the message to the Laodicean church, White argued, "It is most reasonable to conclude that there is a special call to the remnant, and a special work to be performed by them, and for them, preparatory to the decisions of the judgment in regard to them, and that their salvation depends upon fully obeying the calls and counsel to them. And we most solemnly believe that this preparatory call and work is brought to view in the testimony to the Laodiceans, and parallel portions of the Word of God." Ibid, January 29, 1857.